Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. Butterflies, today inshallah we're going to start the program off with a story. In this story has many lessons, and all of those are very important lessons. I want you to listen closely and see how many of them you can remember inshallah. In class at a primary school of Mombasa, it was time for religious classes. The subject was the meaning and the benefit of following a true religion. This is how the lesson went. The pupil said, "Please, sir, tell us the meaning of religion." The teacher said, "Religion is a collection of beliefs. It lays down the rules of character, how to deal with your family as well as other people. It teaches us the rules concerning money matters. It teaches us about the prophets. It teaches us about the messengers of Allah that were sent to guide the people." "May I know the benefit of why we follow a religion?" said one of the children. "By following a true religion, a person is happy with this world as well as the hereafter." This was the teacher's reply. The teacher also said, "A religion has beliefs, like to believe in one God who created this world, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets and everything in them. Because of his kindness, he didn't leave human beings without guidance, so he sent prophets to guide them onto the path so that they can fulfill their duties. Those who follow the teachings of the prophets will be successful and happy in this world and the hereafter." The next thing a religion teaches you is character. Character is how to be good and kind to everyone, to love everyone, to respect everybody, and to seek useful knowledge, to protect our rights, the rights of others, and live in a good way. It also teaches us how to behave and deal with people who do wrong. It teaches us the rules of everything, like how to earn a living, how to take care of the poor and needy, and what type of business to do and what to stay away from. And also, religion teaches us that we must pray to God, we must fast, we must give charity, purify our mind and our heart. We follow and obey Allah, not people, because Allah created us. He knows what's good for us and He laid down the code of life for our benefit. So that's why we have to follow it. "But sir," asked the pupil, "how does religion affect our lives?" "You see, my child," said the teacher, "belief in religion not only affects a person's soul, but his body and his actions too. A person who believes in God and knows that if you do good, you'll be rewarded in this world and the hereafter, and those who do bad in this world will get punished for it, won't become proud. They'll do good deeds and stay away from the evil. People who don't believe in God do bad things. They become proud. They do whatever they feel like doing. They look down on other people and they don't care about why they were created. That's why we as Muslims know we don't bow down before anyone except Allah. Allah knows everything and everything's been created by Allah. Allah provides us all our needs. He is the only one worthy of being worshipped. My butterflies, do you know what the little pupil asked next and what he wanted to know about religion? Do you know what the teacher told him after that? Let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, I'll tell you.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. Agar main ho gaya juda tumse, main ho jaunga badnaam. Sacha pyar hai ye zindagi ka, yaadon mein doob jata hoon. Ek din ki hai ye zindagi ya mere pyar ki kahani ye bas ek khwahish hai mere dil ki mujhe chhod ke na jana tere pyar ki tareef karke main mere dil
have non-Muslim children in your school? Do you follow an Islamic school where you learn about this beautiful deen of Islam? Let's go on with the story about the teacher and the student now. Do you know, said the teacher, we believe in this life and the hereafter. We try and do good deed and stay away from bad. The better our deeds, the better will our life be in the next world. If we believe in Allah, do good deeds, be kind to others, read our salah, fast, give zakah. We are not selfish and have good character like our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will be rewarded. Sir, can you tell us what will happen if we don't follow religion? Well, said the teacher, if we don't believe in Allah and if we don't follow religion, then our purpose in this world will not be a good one. It's like a traveler who's lost and moves around aimlessly. When you fall into trouble, you have nowhere to go for help. But if you're a true Muslim, you know that if you want anything, if you need anything or wish for anything or desire anything, you ask Allah for help. You don't do what you want, but you do what you need to do. You pray hard and do good deeds. You pray for Allah's help in every situation. No matter how big or small your need or your want is, you always ask Allah. Because you know Allah is always there for us. Allah created us, Allah loves us, and Allah will be there to guide us. The bell rang, it was time for another lesson. But when the children went home, they realized there was a need for religion, and the true religion was Islam. Since that day forward, they respected their teachers more and more every day and made an effort to follow the commands of Allah and follow the Sunnah too. In that way, they became happier and successful in this life and the Akhirah too. My butterflies, will you be successful in your Akhirah? I hope so, inshallah.
Allahu Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.